Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
BJ Chamie Morning Show. All right, everybody can relate to this. If you have a phone, you get robocalls. And it turns out that Colorado is one of the worst. In fact, I think we're the number four state in America for robocalls. Here's the story.
Phone ringing constantly, text messages seemingly every other minute, all coming from unknown numbers.
A new report from Colorado consumer watchdog group Coperg shows spam robocalls are now at a six-year high, with Colorado ranking fourth in the nation for imposter scam reports. Let's go out live to Fox 1's problem solver, Shaul Turner, and how, more importantly, to block these calls.
Shaul?
Absolutely, and it gets so annoying when your phone goes off and again, but the last thing you ever want to do, according to Coperg, is answer those calls, because they can even record your voice. Let them go to voicemail, monitor them, and if they are threatening and pressuring that you need to deal with a law enforcement or government issue or anything else, look it up for yourself. Look up the number yourself, okay. Do your own research and check it out that way. And then report any scam calls to the FCC, Coperg, or the State Attorney General's
These
office.
These people doing this, they think we're stupid.
You know, I have a different question, and then I'll get back to robocalls. Why did they need to go live to her on the street for this?
Maybe she was standing outside of a robocall center
or something.
I don't know. Maybe you have to see the video.
Sometimes I always think it's so weird. Like, the other day I was watching the news and they went to live, you know, they were talking about something like chicken or something, but she wasn't even by a chicken stand.
No.
She was just in the middle of a park.
But I think that it does make it more serious sounding,
okay,
because
yeah.
you got horns in the background. It's like I'm an on the street reporter,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
If you went to Shaw in the lunchroom, and she's sitting there with a hamburger and fries in front of her, it wouldn't be...
That's a great point.
Not the same impact. You know what I mean?
That is
so you kind of need a train in the background, some guy riding by on a bicycle. You know,
yeah,
you got to have the
ambiance,
sound.
The ambiance, right.
The sound,
yeah,
everything. The robocalls, these people think we're stupid, okay? They're sending the most ridiculous messages that you could even imagine. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like these texts that we're getting only started like 2 months ago or so. Because everything I've gotten prior to that has been phone calls.
But you're not supposed to reply, and you replied.
Well, I just said, yeah, sure, I'll make you a cake. They said I was a great baker.
So the latest ones that we're talking about, it seems to be a lot of food ones. Like, somebody asked me to go to dinner. I just put it in spam, you know, report it or whatever. But somebody said, here's the weirdest one yet. I got this text. Hello, this is Addison from the adoption center. Would you like to return or adopt a child today? Return a child? Are you kidding me? What the
Come
hell?
Come on, man. You didn't get that, did you? All right.
No,
I don't know
return.
If I buy this.
I know,
I
right?
don't know if you got that text.
Return
all right.
Kid.
I mean, you can play with us all day long. I'm not buying that one, that you can return a child. No.
Somebody else said, hey, Mary, are you coming to the seafood breakfast?
Oh, man. Sounds delicious.
Seafood breakfast?
I'd write back. Yeah. I'll be there. See you soon.
Seafood for breakfast?
Yeah.
Ugh. That sounds awful.
I would go in a heartbeat. Breakfast. I love seafood.
Somebody else said that they had a two-hour conversation. You're not supposed to talk to them because then, like she said, that they record your voice and then they can use your recorded voice to AI it for your bank account. You know how, like, your voice is your identity or whatever.
Yeah.
So you're not supposed to talk
You
to
know,
them.
Here's what I get upset with. My phone, and if you've got an iPhone, I don't know about the Android, but if you've got an iPhone, it says you can report this person, you can block and report, right? I don't think any of these ever get reported.
I don't either.
I mean, who am I turning it into?
I agree with you.
The text police? Where does it go? Does it go to the governor? I don't know where it goes. But I get the same phone number calling me back again.
I bet it's your carrier. That's where it goes to.
I don't know. I don't know. It says block and report. But you're right.
It does feel empty because they don't send you any kind of kickback. You just hit block and report or whatever, and then you're just like,
right.
I don't feel like you did anything.
I want to know. I want to know if BB's been arrested. You know, I want to know. I want a kickback.
What, who?
BB.
Oh.
BB. I just made up a name. Somebody would be sending the robocalls.
Yeah.
But I want to know. I want a kickback saying, hey, we saw that you reported BB and we picked him up today. He's in a world of trouble. I'd like to know all that stuff, right?
I agree with you. I know.
Yeah, it feels like it goes nowhere. How are we number four in the country? They say that it's just because the state of Colorado won't enforce the law.
Shocker.
Yeah. That for some reason, they don't take it seriously.
They're like, yeah, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Yeah, hey, just deal with it, you know?
That
you're going to get
bad.
A phone call.
Four in the whole country, you guys. You thought it was just you. It's not. It's all of us calling it together.
You would think it would be the top four populated states in the country,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, you would think it would be California, maybe New York, Florida. Not Colorado.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.